Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's been a while. We back?
I don't know. Are we back?
We back?
We back?
We are back, baby. We are fucking back. We're back. Classic. We are back. We are back.
We're back.
Oh, it feels good.
We're back, baby. Let's do this.
To our five loyal listeners.
I don't even know if we have those anymore, Phil. It's been a while, you know?
It's been too long. We've been too radio silent.
It's all good.
Important things, we're back. Welcome to Raps Rant, a podcast, all things Raptors, all things NBA, hosted by myself, Philip Marion, and Blair Johnson. Looking forward to talking about the upcoming bubble playoffs.
I didn't think I was going to look forward to it, but after last night, I think I'm fired up again, man.
I got to say, I think they've done an excellent job for what's there. Like, when you're tuning into a game, I like the intense theater lighting. It feels like you're watching somewhat of a stadium feel.
The first couple of games I watched, it just looked like too Euro-y to me. Like, it was like they hadn't quite, I don't know, last night's game looked much improved. I don't know what, you know, they obviously had the fans in the stands through the Microsoft Meet or whatever.
That was a little strange.
But at least it made it look full at some point, you know, whereas the first couple of games.
Do you know if those are live, like, fans, or are they kind of recorded? It's a bit of a risk. Like, what if someone's doing something like...
I don't know. I'm going to look that up that right now. Chris Bosh was watching last night. That was pretty funny. Yeah, I wonder if
I want to go on it and freak out. And if they, it would be nice if people could hear you.
Well, you know what? What would make sense is if it was people that were tied to the organization, right? Like people that work, because it's not everyone's on the court. You've got trainers and things like that, but you don't. What about staff members and things like that? That would be cool to me because it would actually mean something to have your, you know, you look up and you see like Johnny, who's like in, you know, the jersey guy, and be like, yeah, there's Johnny up there. So I think that would make sense.
They're doing a decent job with the announcers too, you know. Calling out the home team when they score, the excitement, that muted sort of low tone voice when the opposition scores, it was good.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't specifically pay attention last night to see if it amped up, you know, later in the game, if the crowd noise amped up. I know in baseball, in big moments, they're amping the crowd noise up.
Who cares about baseball?
All I meant, Phil, was that I liked what they did in baseball, like the idea of making the pitcher, you know, creating a little bit of intensity there. And I just didn't notice that last night in the game, but there was certainly a bit of a buzz. It wasn't an empty arena, although what I've been hearing both in hockey and basketball is I think Doc Rivers was talking about last night was just about the delay.
Yeah.
Because you can hear people talking to each other.
Well,
it's not always
to
pleasant.
Now, the announcers are consistent, so it kind of takes a bit away from the trash. I thought the trash talk was going to be way more pronounced. Like, you'd be able to hear everything. It's pretty... I think
basketball is not hockey when it comes to trash talk. Hockey trash talk is not nice, and it's constant.
Well, basketball, I'm sure there's times in basketball it's not nice. Probably not nice often. In any event.
I'm trying to find
good
out
product.
Here if this is a...
I'm excited. I tried to downplay it like I wasn't that. Yeah, it'd be nice to see, but it's going to be an asterisk. It's playing in a weird situation. Nobody has true home court advantage.
So it is live. These people are watching. Like, when they're in a Microsoft Teams thing, and they're
can you
like,
hear them? I didn't notice. It's not like they can make
noise.
No,
that would be hilarious. Just unleashing on specific player is like, Doncic, you're a bum.
You fucking sack of shit. <It's> like, <Okay. laughs> That would be nice. It'd be nice to be able to let out some rage.
So, I didn't know how I was going to, when they announced this was coming back, first of all, I mean, you know, baseball, I don't think is going to make it. My first worry was like, they're not even going to get into this. Like, you know, what happens if two or three guys on the team get sick and then they're, you know, imagine LeBron James gets coronavirus. Like, what's the point of playing? Yeah. This isn't like an injury. It's like, and then all of a sudden you're talking about, you know, 2 weeks of quarantine and you know, season's done. So I don't know if they'll make it still. I hope they do. I think that the bubble seems
good,
like it's working
seems
pretty
like
good.
They're doing a good job.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised with baseball. You've got all these different venues, people flying around. It's not truly quarantined.
There's more people, too. There's no bubble. So you know, I think what makes hockey, you know, hockey's going to be the easiest because they're going straight to a playoff format, whereas basketball still has this little, you know, season end to it. And I don't know if that's the right or wrong decision, but it definitely increases the risk because you've got twice as many teams. And you've got obviously a significant number of games additional, whereas, you know, in hockey, they're going to each week they're going to be dwindling down to half the amount of teams. So that makes it a little bit easier to get through. But, you know, so for the first thing I thought when they said they're coming back was, you know, this isn't even going to make it. So I didn't even kind of get my hopes up. The second one was,
you know, if it does make it, the product is going to be poor.
Yeah, I was less worried about the fans. I think, you know, I think, again, they've done a good job. When I was watching the game last night, I was engaged. I was like nervous. You know, I wanted the ball to go in for one team over the other. I won't say who that is. But anyways, but they were rusty, and that's a bit of a concern.
Why won't you say who you wanted to win?
Nah, I just hate them both. Yeah. I hate them both. Good I mean, point. That's the problem. This is,
you know what I was actually, my theory, I think it's going to be wrong, but initially what I was thinking is that when you go into, you have regular season players and regular season games, and you have people that are notorious for not being able to handle the pressure of the playoffs.
Agreed.
Now you get into a bubble format where there are no fans, and it's just, it feels like more of a scrimmage pickup game type format, and that you'd have guys that were kind of, that you wouldn't expect to be.
Yeah.
Factors are going to have a lot more confidence because they don't have, I'm sorry, but if you step out, if you're playing the Lakers,
yeah,
and you are coming up in their crowd, in their home court, fans going wild, and you step onto that court and you're going against LeBron James, you're going to be a little more nervous in that setting.
Yeah.
Than if it's under a scrimmage format where you're not really seeing anybody around and you just kind of be a little more, I don't know, a little more relaxed, a little more loose.
Yeah, I mean, I've obviously never played in that type of an environment, but I think that, you know, there's obviously the intensity of the players that picks up in the playoffs, and that's where the speed.
I think I'm going to be wrong, but it's a
think the speed. You know, when the speed of the game picks up, you know the skill and the quality of the player is really amplified, and I don't think that that's going to be a problem. I think when, you know, when Kawhi and LeBron want to kick it
that
up a notch.
By the way, that was a great game last night.
I mean, you know.
No, they're sloppy at times, but I enjoyed every moment of it. There was back and forth runs.
I agree.
Great shooting, great playmaking, defense was there. You had the stars going back and forth against each other. What more could you want?
I just, you know, every single time, you know, LeBron wasn't his, you know, his mid-range and his long game last night was not there, but defensively he was an animal.
Oh, he was
he got wherever
last...
he wanted. No, the drive on the last play of the game.
Well,
was
the drive
on
the last play,
mode.
But I think people were underestimating how much he covered George and Kawhi on that last play for the Clippers, and he was moving.
He's an animal. The guy's, he's still the best player on the
floor. Well, I was rooting for the Lakers to win for the sole standpoint that, we look at, like, Milwaukee and the Lakers are just ahead of the Raptors record-wise, where it's an eight-game stretch. So if we're going to be very optimistic about the Raptors and think they have a very good shot of going to the finals and someone like the Clippers, well, here, now I can take this all back. I'm talking like home court advantage matters. It doesn't. No. Never mind. Completely disregard.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not his last change either. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, interesting game last night. I think it was a great game, but it really makes me appreciate how good the Raptors truly are as a basketball team now. Watching our ball movement versus what we watched last night, I mean, it's night and day. Our team is so well-rounded. The way that we play basketball is beautiful. There was a lot of iso ball, especially on the Clippers side last night. LeBron obviously facilitates more than they have on their team. It's not really built that way, but it really makes you appreciate the you know how well-rounded our offense is. And I don't know how that's going to translate. You and I talk about that. You know, sort of, we always had Kawhi to go to last year when it did break into
that
one-on-one.
You're going to have moments where you miss Kawhi terribly.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says. I love Siakam, what he's doing. Lowry and Van Vliet are, you know, skilled ball handlers, can create a shot, but they're just not Kawhi. And when you get to that crazy crunch time, who's going to make the play? Now, what I would like to see is that no matter what, you give it to Siakam to make the play. Win or lose, if he fails, so be it. He's your guy. You paid him. Make him the number one option and stick with it no matter what.
One of the things that I am incredibly excited about, two of the things, I guess. One is I love summertime sports, as long as you can watch outside, which is really cool. If you get on the patio and you're watching, you know, it used to be the only reason I watched the Blue Jays during the regular season is because you can watch the Blue Jays in a patio. I like that, and I also like these early starts to the games. Like
there's games on right now.
Well, a 6 o'clock start. It's like now especially if there's work from home stuff. It's like, you know, I hate waiting at home like 7:30 for the game, 8 o'clock. It's like, come on, let's go. So I really, really enjoying that part of it. And even the West games, you know, starting a little bit earlier, 9 o'clock would be phenomenal. I don't get to watch the West teams very often. You know, sure. You're going to bed at 1:30 in the morning. I'm not waking up so happy the next day. So I'm really enjoying that part of it for sure.
Okay, let's break down. Let's talk Raptors. Let's talk chances to repeat. What you like about the lineups, what you don't. Schedule going into the playoffs. They've got the hardest schedule of any team going into the playoffs.
So So let me start with maybe a controversial topic here, or maybe not. Let's throw this out there. You know, I'm pretty sick of the OG offensive improvements thing. I'm sorry. You know, you've been playing basketball for 20 some odd years, and you just go away for a month, and all of a sudden you come back and you're offensively
different.
Yeah, you can dribble. Exactly. I'm not buying into this at all.
I'm with you until he dribbles against an elite defender consistently. Yeah. Hey, yeah. I'm okay with him being a 3-and-D guy. What's wrong with that?
But let's just stop pretending like he's more than that.
No, that's what he is.
Yeah. Let's stop pretending. I mean, you know,
let's stop pretending that he replaced Kawhi in any form.
You know, there's certain things I know and there's certain things I don't know. One is that last year I knew that Van Vliet was basically the worst basketball player in the history of the world, and
then the
now I just bought his jersey. So it's, you know, he's the greatest person of all time. I think he just shot it higher, and then it was amazing. But OG can't dribble. And he is an elite level defender. I totally get it. But he's always going to piss me off, unfortunately. I just don't like him because in my mind, he should have been a different player, and it really bothers me. That's my opinion.
And he was a risk pick. He had knee issues going in. He's got the talent level. I think he's serving his purpose right now. He is a very, very skilled perimeter defender, and you're going to need a guy like him against the Boston of the world, and also Milwaukee will be huge. I think he could be a big X factor if we play Milwaukee in these playoffs because he's a guy that you can put against Giannis in certain situations. He's not going to take it himself, but he's also very good at covering the shooter, the closing out on the perimeter. So he's a big piece on this team, and that's what that we have to emphasize. So the Raptors have to continue with their team format. They don't have a superstar. They have superstars in the making, but they don't have a superstar. They have the second best rated defense in the NBA. Certain areas are scary. Like we mentioned, rebounding is still not good, but ultimately 3-point field goal percentage, they're the best at defending the 3-point shot. And that's huge. So, you know, the defense is going to be there. It's going to be, do the Raptors have enough during crunch time to make shots? They've been doing it this year. They surprised me during the regular season before everything shut down. Their clutch shots were good. Their field goal percentage was high in the last 5 minutes of the game. There were certain plays that they were executing. So it's just a matter of continuing to do that. And the Raptors will be an extremely difficult team to play over a 7-game series. And I like our chances to get out of the East.
Yeah, again, you know, there's still, if you look at net rating, offensive rating, defensive rating, we're number three in the league. And that's, you know, I think when you look at the three teams that you think would be the best three teams in the league, it would be the Lakers, the
Clippers,
Raptors,
and Bucks. Raptors, typically, you wouldn't think it that.
You're putting the Raptors in the top
I thought the Raptors, at the beginning of the year, I was thinking I thought they would have the potential to be the 4 seed. I was picking them to be the 4 or 5 seed. They've blown away my expectations.
That's what I mean. So, but at this point, when the season ended, the Raptors were with unquestionably the top 5 team in the NBA. No question about it. Our defense is elite. We're the defending champions. You got to take that away from us. And, you know, our expectations were lower, and they clearly showed us that they were a better team than you and I even thought they were.
So,
but they do have some red flags. You know, their field goal percentage is atrocious. It's really bad. We're, as a team, we rank, oh my God, I got to keep scrolling here, Phil. We're 21st in field goal percentage in the NBA. And that's a red flag. Then that's, you know, we were able to defend our way out of that last year in the playoffs, but we still had Kawhi to and
there
Kawhi was incredible.
Shots, yep.
And so when you look at the teams that have the top field goal percentages in the NBA, you're looking at the Lakers number one and the Bucks number two. So that to me is really where I'm most worried about. We don't have pure shooters on the team. We struggle with that often. We're very streaky. Ibaka's going to go 1 of 9 one game, and then he's going to go 4 of 6 the next game.
I don't know. Ibaka's been pretty consistent.
He's
the person you shouldn't mention in this.
Yeah.
You want pick someone else.
Fair
pick
enough.
OG.
Fair enough. Ibaka was one of those guys last year in the playoffs who was consistently open and was just sort of hot and cold. But I agree. So
OG last year in the playoffs. Okay. But this season and even so far in the scrimmages.
Yep. He's been our best player
he's
the last
incredible.
Couple games. Absolutely. No question about it. But I think that's just going to be par for the course for us is that, you know, are we going to have games where everyone's, you know, aligned with each other? Or is it always going to be one guy hot, one guy cold?
Well,
we're not going to win in that
Well,
scenario.
That's what I think. I think it has to. That's why I mentioned earlier that you have to make Siakam the guy, and you have to go to him as much as possible in the crunch time minutes. You have to give him that experience and exposure and live and die by Pascal.
So here's an interesting stat I wasn't expecting. So we're 4th in 3 points made in the NBA.
Yep.
And we're actually...
I'm not surprised by that.
We're 6th in 3-point percentage. So
not surprised by
so
that.
That obviously brings down your overall field goal percentage. But
yep.
So again, there are some red flags. I mean, as you mentioned, our rebounding is not where you would expect it to be for the type of team we have. We're a big-bodied team. You know, we've got... You're talking about guys like OG, and you've got Siakam, and you've got Ibaka. How are we
Gasol
struggling so much?
And,
I mean, it's like, what's going on here? Even Lowry's from who he is a good rebounder. So those are things that frustrate me. They're frustrating things, especially second chance points, offensive rebounds, all that kind of stuff. We know those are killers.
So what's your where do you think the Raptors go? What's your prediction?
You know what? It's a good.
I'll tell you mine quickly.
Okay, go for it.
Lose in the conference finals to the Bucks.
You know, I've been burnt so many times. You know, I think we have this good for us. We got a short-term memory. I mean, I the championship last year was incredible. You know, obviously we don't need to go through that, but every year before that, we went from this playoff this regular season like greatness to like just absolutely shitting the bed in the playoffs, and I'm just so worried because we don't have that.
Well,
catalyst.
We don't have a Kawhi, so
I'm worried.
What if we go through 5 games of poor shooting against a team that gets hot?
Yeah, so I mean,
what do you think?
You know what? I think conference final too, and because of our defense, a character in the defense. Like there's, you know what?
I think Giannis has enough development from last year, and I think he has enough shooting to go with it. That you can build the wall against them.
Yeah, there's no home court, though. There's no home court, and I think that plays into our advantage huge.
Yeah, I agree with you.
The Raptors
that.
Are not a great road team. We were getting blown out often on the road
last year.
I'm also assuming
it's going to be Milwaukee-Toronto. I don't know.
Yeah.
The next thing that's really bugging me and kind of it just the constant talk of Boston. Boston is a very good team.
Prove
They're
it.
Up and coming. But the fact that – and one, I also – here's two things. One, I actually don't care about the American media not – caring about the Raptors and supposedly disrespecting us, whatever. Who cares? Why are you surprised? Do you think they're going to care about a team from Canada? But the constant praise of Jason Tatum and the Boston Celtics like they've ever done anything. They went to a conference finals.
By accident.
It was so lame. The Cleveland Cavaliers that year were just god-awful. Toronto Raptors were god awful. It was a just shitty Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
The next year, you struggled against certain. It just you didn't work with Kyrie. Your guys are growing. Jason Tatum is a budding superstar, but enough already. Don't care.
Like last year,
them ahead of the Raptors. They're not ahead of the Raptors.
Last year, the 76ers loaded up. Yeah. They're starting five. We had to go through that. The Bucks were the best team in basketball. We had to go through that on the road. We earned our way into the finals last year. I mean, it wasn't fluke. We dominated. I mean, maybe not against Philly. Philly, that was a tough series. But But you're talking, I mean, again, Boston hasn't earned anything.
Because of last year, and I swore to this, I would never have rage again for at least a good 2-3 years.
I had rage
on the Raptors
first night.
No, I won't have rage. That's against the Blue Jays. I refuse to have rage. Refuse. Because it's not easy to win an NBA championship. We got one. So I got to cut a little slack. My NBA championship will be beating the Boston Celtics if we meet up with them in the second round. Because I'm just sick of hearing that they're such a spectacular team and that they're the ones that could challenge the Bucks, that they could come out of the East. Jason Tatum, you didn't do anything in the conference finals. It was Isaiah Thomas. It was scary. It was Scary Terry.
Yeah, exactly.
That guy was on fire.
One of the things that I am that I am impressed with, though, is that like the mentality of the Raptors players, the championship mentality, it's actually crazy what it does to you. Like seeing the confidence that they have in themselves. It's not fake. There's no part of it when they're talking about being like, oh, we're the champions, you got to dethrone us. They're literally like, what is the Lakers? We're not scared of the Lakers. Like
nobody.
They're not scared of anybody. It's Terrence Davis isn't scared of people. That's
culture.
It's culture and leadership. Like the leaders are just fearless and they play fearless, man. They played fearless all last year. And this year again, we are taught fourth. I think we did a podcast. It just didn't record properly. I think it was with Andrew, wasn't it? We were like fourth or fifth or something like that. And we were like, man, fifth, like, you know, saying the word fifth now when we're looking at, like, there's been, we've lost more man games to injury than any team in the NBA.
Oh, the only teams ahead of us that have more injury are teams that are completely irrelevant. Yeah. they had no chance anyways.
So
amazing what the Raptors have done this year.
It's
absolutely amazing.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think you really see the pedigree, the quality of the team and the system. I mean, Nick Nurse is just, I can't say enough about
Coach
that
of the year, hands down.
It is not even close. You know, the box and one to me is still the greatest thing of all time. I just love it so much.
Janky.
It's just janky. Janky championship, eh? So, I mean, I'm excited. I don't know how I feel about the tough schedule. I mean, Boston's obviously three games behind us.
This is important, actually. I think it's actually, we pretty much have to go 4-4.
Yeah.
And it will make it next to impossible for Boston to overtake us. They basically would have to go perfect.
Yeah.
I think they'd have to go 7-1 technically.
If we went
4-4. And they'd have to beat us in that. I don't know what because they're up in the season series, they're up 2-1. And we've got one game against them.
Yeah.
So if they won that, went 7-1 and we went 4-4, I guess Boston technically would be the 2 seed. And as I mentioned before when I screwed up talking about home court advantage, because it's obviously less relevant.
Your matchup matters.
The 2-3 seed for this first round is enormous. I'd rather play a Brooklyn or Orlando team than the Pacers or even you could maybe even face like the Heat.
Pacers are a good basketball team.
Pacers are a good. You don't want that as your first round matchup.
No.
Who else could you potentially face that would be tough?
Let's take a look at the standings here.
Oh, there you go. So I think that's a big deal. And the Raptors schedule is scary bad.
Okay, so you've got Washington on the outside looking in, right? They're not going to make it. They're 6 games back.
Well, apparently, if you're the 8 and 9 seed, I think you have a little
playoff
game for the 8 seed.
Why? That would be weird to me. They're 6 games back. I mean,
it was completely unfair.
Okay, so let's say we've got Brooklyn. You've got one game ahead of them. You've got Orlando. You've won. Then you've got a big gap between Orlando and the Sixers. So the Sixers are in 6.
Well, imagine do you want to play the Sixers in the first round?
No,
I don't.
No. Even so, Indy and the Sixers are tied. Basically, they are tied. So you're playing Indy or the Sixers, and you've got Miami, a couple of games ahead of them. So probably you're playing. If you drop down, you're playing Indy or the Sixers. Right. That's a huge difference between Orlando.
Huge.
Yeah, no, we need the second seed.
It's one thing to play that like second. So
if we start to lose a couple of games, the Raps is going to get a little heated.
Look at the schedule here. This is horrific. So first game, Lakers on Saturday. It's hilarious that they actually show them home and away. Like it makes a difference. So Lakers on Saturday, August 3rd, they play the Heat. Then the 5th, they play the Magic.
Okay, that's
the 7th, right. They play the Celtics. 9th, they play the Grizzlies. On the 10th, which is the next night, they play the Bucks.
Oh, man, this is
back
bad.
Back to back.
This is bad.
Then they play the 76ers.
Oh, boy.
And they end with the Nuggets. It's actually, it's...
This isn't
There's
good.
A potential there to go 1-7.
Well, I mean, if we're going 1-7, we're not winning the championship anyway.
Well,
this
is where I was going to lead into why I think I like this. Because you may as well have tough, have the intense games, have the playoff mentality going in with really, really tough schedule is better than coasting in and then getting surprised in the first round. But
let's be honest here too. I mean, obviously Boston's playing the Bucks tonight. Boston's going to have a tough schedule as well.
Boston's going to have tough. The Raptors have the worst. The Heat have a really tough schedule too.
So you've got Boston playing Miami, then the Raptors, then Orlando, Memphis, Washington. So theirs is pretty easy actually. They've got some real easy ones there. They're also playing Brooklyn. Oh boy, this is not stacking up.
When I look at...
Let's beat Boston. If we beat Boston, we're going to be all right.
Yeah, we beat Boston, we'll be all right. But at the same time, you know, if the Raptors are going to be going to the conference finals or potentially NBA finals, they're going to have to beat these teams anyways. And I'm sure these teams don't want to play Toronto. So what do you think about this? We're number 3 in the NBA. We'll act like it. I know we will. But, you know, they could all be close games. That's why I say, like, you never know. What if we went 1-7? They might be close games, but a lot of times they might not execute at the end. Who knows?
So...
Maybe we're 7-1.
If the Raptors win the championship, what are your thoughts on that?
If they win, I'm gonna go like as soon as it ended, I would just immediately start running.
No, but you're not. You can't be as excited as last year.
I would be ecstatic if they won back to back.
But you would count this championship the same way as you counted last year's.
I can't.
What I mean. What's the legacy of it?
Well, Blair, back to back in like the when everybody counted us out, like we had most people at the beginning of the year didn't even have us making the playoffs. And we're talking about like people that have been in the NBA, around the NBA. Jalen Rose didn't even have us in the playoffs. Sam Mitchell had us as the 8 seed. Dennis Scott had us not making the playoffs. Jacoby on that show, I don't even know his first name, but he had us not making the playoffs. You had a number of people having us at the 6th seed. You have other people ranting about us being in the lottery. Is that a joke?
So what you're saying would mean that much to you.
This would be huge. Okay, I would be ecstatic if we won. And can you imagine if we faced off against Kawhi and beat the Clippers?
How are you going to handle it when Stephen A. comes on and says, that's a joke championship? You know, the last year they got away with no Durant. This year it's not even a real championship, no fans. They would have had to play on the road against the Lakers, and they would have had to play on the road against the Bucks. What's your rage level going to be having to deal with those kind of comments?
Because
they're coming.
I'm not going to care because it's everybody's in the same boat. Because that just shows how much you just hate on Toronto. Like you hate Toronto. If you go to that level, if they were to win and you have to downplay it that way. Well, guess what? Toronto's not an easy place to play in. Those teams aren't coming into our house, you know,
but the Bucks would have had home court. They would have had home court. And I would just say we beat them last year.
We beat them last year.
Yeah, no problem.
Get out of here.
I'm just prepping you, Phil. That's all I'm doing.
No,
I'm warming you up.
Stephen A. can't get me mad because he makes me laugh. I like Stephen A. I think it's amazing how much he has to flip-flop because he's on. He probably
each day
works 23 and a half hours a day.
Correct.
I think he maybe sleeps a half hour. So he forgets what side he's even on, and then he has to battle Max.
Do we
Kellerman.
Know who he cheers for? Like who he can't have a team.
He's a New Yorker. But he also worked in Philadelphia for a long time. So he's got a soft spot for the 76ers.
Okay.
That's why like he was rooting for them hard against the Raptors last year.
Yeah, well, too bad.
Ultimately, though, he's a Knicks fan, which is just...
Yeah, so you know, that's why he works so much, so that he doesn't have to watch them.
Yeah, and so that's his... He won't be able to... the Raptors actually... And so to pause on... the haters. Let's acknowledge the people that are kind of loving the Raptors. And you have quite a few, like Mike Wilbon was predicting the Raptors to come out of the East. You have a lot of people predicting that they'll at least get to the conference finals, which is, frankly, is a big step, because let's show Milwaukee a little respect here as well. They're ridiculously good.
Yeah.
And they've improved from last year. So for us to sit here and talk about Raptors, where's our respect? Well, Milwaukee also gets zero respect too.
Yes.
Because it's always about like, oh, which one can challenge? Listen,
Milwaukee's not the Raptors from a few years ago. They lost to us in six games last year. It was a tough series. Yeah. They could have easily won the series.
Yeah, they were almost up 3-0.
And it was really the first year they were supposed to be good.
Correct.
So, you know, I think that, as you said, they've improved. They don't look to me like they're a regular season hero and not built for the playoffs.
They're coming.
These guys are good. They're a good basketball team. So just to come back to my point, my question to you about how this would stack up for you, I didn't know how it would feel about the season resuming and what that would mean from a legacy perspective. I completely agree. I think if the Raptors were to win the championship this year, it would mean more to me. The fans is hard to replace, like the moments where the fans are going crazy. I don't know how I'm going to feel about that in those big moments. I know we're going to be going, we're going to be going crazy. But the expectation level and the amount that I love these guys, like how can you not love Gasol? The guy when he got traded here was like, I've never been more excited in my life. Like, you know, for some of these people to come, like Lowry, what he's gone through, Van Vliet, just how much of a champ he is, you know. They're just awesome people, and I think they carry themselves like champions. Rolling up in the Black Lives Matter bus, like, these guys are leaders, man. We go before everyone else.
Our team is a great organization.
And as you said, for anyone to say fifth seed, like we said, I was like fourth seed. Like, I'm embarrassed for myself.
Yeah, I was completely wrong.
If they win, to me, it would be one of the greatest back-to-back performances in the history of any sport. Because last year, to go for it, knowing that this guy wasn't going to re-sign with you and winning the championship, being like, that's why you do this. What a move. And then for the players to come back and just go like, we got you. Like, we don't worry about it. We got you. I mean, it can't get better than that. I'm getting way ahead of myself here, but I think if that happens,
they have
it'd be
a
the
chance,
greatest thing
and let
ever.
Me say this. If they were to lose in the second round to Boston, it would slightly kill me just because I hate Boston so much. But I'll still be proud of them for their season. They put up one hell of a title defense. They came and said, "Hey, you got to take this from us." And
the only way we lose to Boston, honestly, is if we go cold.
If we can't shoot. Yeah, I agree.
But we know we're going to be open. We know the ball movement. We know the defense. We know that type of stuff. We're going to lose to ourselves if we lose to Boston. I think the only team that can beat us is the Bucks. And we'll see. You know, again, we match up well against them.
It's going to be a fun playoffs because every team is geared. Everyone's healthy now. There's no excuses.
Well, they might be fat, but they're healthy.
Well, I don't know. Gasol was pretty skinny.
Yeah, maybe that's not a good thing. I don't know. It's like all the muscle mass is just gone.
Lowry's looking pretty ripped. He's looking
oh, yeah?
Shredded.
Okay. Well, no, I'm definitely excited about it.
Those Instagram posts and feeds showing skinny Mark. He looked pretty normal to me out there, which I'm fine with. He looks like he's in shape.
Just looks like he's got a bit of a
mullet. A couple people would be like, "Hey, man, look how much faster he's moving." I'm like, "That's not true." He's the same way. Like,
you know what, though? I mean, the court looks like a Euro court. Maybe he's more comfortable out there with like the no one under the backboard. You know, like on the baseline. Right. So what's the plan here? Are we, you know, I think one of the cool things is that it really now, especially looking at that schedule, every game is like a playoff game, right? Because we're going to be getting scared. If we lose game
one
and they win, now all of a sudden we're one game up.
The only game in the Raptors schedule I feel comfortable with is the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Because Orlando is going to be playing like with extreme. Because they're closer than the Grizzlies are in good shape.
We're gonna beat both those teams.
That's right. Those are the two games where they're just like they have to win those.
Yeah.
Like they cannot let that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the plan? Are we gonna do? We're not gonna do it after every game, but maybe after every couple games.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for this regular season, playoffs, we'll get into every game. At least I hope. I mean, we didn't do that last year, but
we did
try.
Pretty good though. You know, how many did we do last year? 10. We must have done 10. Played more playoff games than that, but that's pretty good.
I'll give a shout out to Eric Wilson at this point because I know he's been excited for the relaunch of Raps Rant. And I know he's going to be listening. I called him the worst listener last year just because he called me out on the delay of the championship edition podcast, but he listens.
Yeah, well, I mean, what do you want us to do? We were out partying for a couple of days. So.
If he says one thing wrong, though, he's back on the shit list.
Well, I mean, I think the rage will definitely increase as the this was a nice.
I don't think I'm going to be that raged. I'm going to have disappointing.
No, but there'll be rage at other teams, though. There'll be rage at the refs. There'll be rage at players we hate, like Embiid last year. We did the flying around crap and all that garbage.
I can't stand him.
There's going to be some good rage.
Same with Simmons as well.
No, and there's no rage on every player on the Raptors has like a 15-year reprieve for me. So, you know, if Van Vliet's around in 15 years, I might get mad at him again, but.
All right.
Well, that was good. Good to get back.
That's a wrap. Episode one.
We'll see you guys. We'll try and do an after game one just to get the flow going.
Well, it's a big one. You know, they're playing the Lakers.
We'll definitely do an after that, especially if we win.
Let's do it.
All right. See you guys.